Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 125. I'll show you a ghost protocol.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Sagamot.
This is Anvil.
Chomping on crackers and cheese and salami and pepperoni.
No, it's pepperoni this time around, yeah.
There's no salami.
I thought there was salami, too. Because we're fancy types.
What?
Really fancy.
We wanted a snack, and that's what your mom gave us.
Yes.
You want snackage? Yes, we want snackage.
I was kind of hoping
chips,
for
cheese, and pepperoni? Yes.
Yo, can we put in a request for Oreos for next time?
Oreos? Why Oreos?
Because he's fat.
Oreos the shit.
Because we love that cream soda.
We need those triple deckers.
Yeah, the triple deckers. That's what I was about to say.
I beat you to it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I know it's been a while since you two were on, because we came back last week, and I know you two had other plans and all that fun stuff.
All right, let me just say to everybody, welcome to 2012.
Yes.
That sucks.
Yeah, Blue hasn't stopped masturbating all year.
Really? I didn't even know that.
He's getting ready for the end of the world. You know?
Yeah.
Gotta work out every bit you can.
Well, he's making a super sperm weapon to fight off zombies.
How the hell does that work?
Repulsive.
Thank
that
you.
Is very repulsive.
At least you agree. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing half the time.
Alright. Oh, so, back to business.
Yep, so we got a lot of things to talk about. We got movies, video games, and some sports to discuss. But beforehand, my 27th birthday. My birthday was this past week.
Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. And
fuck
I got
you.
Some
ribs.
Yep, we had some great times. I got a couple good gifts, but I think you got the most wonderful gift of all this past week.
What's that?
Just for me, Fox gave me the wonderful gift of canceling Alan Gregory.
Oh,
the worst cartoon ever made.
No, I love Alan Gregory.
That's one hell of a birthday gift right there.
Yep.
Exactly. No,
it wasn't just a gift for me. It was a gift to the whole world.
Wait. I'm very upset now. What cartoon am I supposed to watch on demand when I'm really drunk?
Napoleon Dynamite, the new animated series.
Yeah, that works.
No. Sorry, I just gagged a little in my mouth.
I actually have a little bit of hope for that cartoon, because, you know what? The animation style kind of reminds me of that old cartoon, The Critic.
I'd rather play Rushambeau than watch that show.
Well, yeah. You can always watch Good Vibes, or the new Beavis and Butthead, or...
Or you can just be a man and watch Archer.
Yes, yes.
Archer sucks.
I will kill you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
You are not an American if you don't like that cartoon.
I'm an Irishman!
Do you live in America?
Yes. Not by choice.
Then go back to Ireland.
Okay.
Archer is the best. Anything that H. John Benjamin does is gold.
Yes.
And
season 3 premieres.
Yep.
This coming week. Oh, skeet skeet.
I did not know they could do that.
And she must be.
But apparently.
But it's from the same people who did two other classic cartoons, C-Lab 2021 and Frisky Dingo. I would like to see Xander Cruz show up in an episode of Archer. I think that would be a riot.
I mean, they have crazy cameos, so you never know.
Yep. And if you noticed, like, even just from the last couple episodes of that three-parter, we had, like, five people from Arrested Development show up. Because we had, what's her name? Jessica Lynch, who, you know, plays Archer's mom.
Yes.
We had David Cross, who played that pirate. What's his name? Jeffrey Tambor, who plays the Russian character, who secretly has, well, not really secretly has an affair. Everybody knows it, but they pretend not to. Hey, don't mock the Archer.
Yeah. So, yeah, Archer is awesome. Here's Thursday, I think.
Yeah, on that
Thursday, Netflix. Watch it.
It is cool. One of the funniest shows out there.
No, it's not.
Shut up. You don't count.
You must be this awesome. Tall to talk about cartoons.
I am very tall for my height.
Of yes. 2'4".
That's not true.
No.
I'm not an elf.
You're like 5'7", right?
5'6".
Oh!
I was this close!
1 inch off!
Oh, that's close.
Alright, don't give me too
kudos,
much
sir, kudos!
But besides, I know you like your anime as well, because you like to cosplay for Anime Boston. And she's smirking about her next costume.
Think about it.
Me too. And we're back on good terms again.
Yeah. So, let's move on into movie land. A couple weeks ago, the new Mission Impossible movie came out, Ghost Protocol. Starring Tom Cruise, Simon Pegg.
Tom Cruise.
Yes, that's what I said.
No, you said John Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
The lesser John Cruise.
Yeah. That's his special little brother.
Little John Cruise.
It's kind of like sliced the throat there.
With his special little brother, too?
Yeah. But anyways, we had Jeremy Renner on there as well.
Yep.
Which, and along with Simon Pegg, I think they did a damn good job with this kind of cast that they had put together.
Yep. And I gotta say, I think Tom Cruise has redeemed himself for those crazy years.
And I was actually in the movie, too. I played Corpse Number 3.
Yes, you did.
I'm the one that was actually blown to smithereens, and all you saw was a foot and a finger.
Why am I not surprised?
But it was a really awesome foot model.
God damn it.
But, anyways, as someone who had never seen the other Mission Impossibles, it was pretty cool.
I've only seen the first one. I was told to skip the second one.
I haven't seen any of the others, so...
Well, I guess I'm a professional at the Mission Impossible movies. I mean, I didn't read the books, so to say, but...
Or
I know that they don't...
or the TV show.
Yeah, but I could say that the first movie was pretty, you know, crazy and whatnot, but seeing that I've watched it so many times, I'm kind of like, okay, now I can see where there was issues with the movie. But the second one, that one was kind of interesting because it was set up that there was some kind of disease or something like that that they injected into this one girl and they were trying to save her before she killed herself. And if she went off, and I mean like exploded or something along those lines, they would have just basically killed the whole world because of the disease was that bad.
Yep. It sounds like the plot to the Transporter 2.
Yeah, kinda that's does. Basically what it was, but for the most part... I think it actually came up before the Transporter 2 movie, but so for the most part, but there was an awesome motorcycle scene in that movie.
Right.
They had some serious, you know, fight scenes in that one. Mm-hmm. Screw you.
Oh, I'm trying to pull this around the
neck. Oh, I saw that hand gesture. Screw you. Anyway.
I think my least favorite thing about this movie was all of the, like, super cool stuff during the dust storm. Such a cheap way of, like, not having to show half of it.
Well, that's true.
Well, it is Dubai.
Sandstorms
happen.
Sandstorm pissed me off.
Now, what did you think about when they blew up the Kremlin?
I thought that whole part was pretty freaking awesome. Especially the technology they used to cover.
I just think it was pretty cool that, like, he was, you know, he was in the Russian, like, uniform and everything like that, and he goes and he starts yelling at them in Russian to go and start closing up the doors, and he walks out the door.
Oh my god,
flips the jacket. Yeah.
Got the Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA album cover on his shirt.
It's pretty sweet.
But yeah, this was a very fast-paced movie. Like, there wasn't, a spot where you started getting bored or anything, like in some action films.
Yeah, there was always something.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a lie. I got bored in parts of it.
Everywhere.
It's called the credits. Yeah.
Well, that's why you walk out during the credits.
No, you always stay for the credits. I always stay all the way through the credits.
In case
there's something at the end, and because it's respectful, a lot of people go into making those movies.
It, kind of like what Marvel does. It's like they make you sit through, and then, oh my god, there's something afterwards.
Marvel definitely makes staying through the credits worth it with their movies.
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, that kind of gave you from, like, the last point where they're like, hey, we're making the Avengers movie.
Well, just like...
they did it, like, six times now.
Right.
Well, just like watching Fast Five. If you stay through the credits,
oh,
you're like, what?
There's going to be another one?
I kind of wish I didn't stay through the credits for that one. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, but you have to admit, when, you know, what's her name comes walking in, you're like...
Ava Mendez.
That's
Ava
Mendez.
I don't like her.
Oh, see?
I don't...
But then she opens it up in this Michelle Rodriguez, like...
Yeah,
wait, Michelle hold on, Rodriguez, how could she be back?
Yeah, the day of resurrection for her, they're also bringing her back in Resident Evil.
What are they doing that?
Oh my god, yeah. No.
Like, died in the first movie, you know, four movies ago, like... What?
That's you see, sorry, my problem. I
thought they should have stopped at movie number two, because three and four sucked.
I only really remember the first two. I kind of watched the third, but I was kind of half asleep. Yeah, I never watched the fourth, because I heard it's god-awful.
Yeah, we were forced to watch it in 3D.
Ugh.
Which, I don't even remember anything in 3D.
One part. That's when the guy threw that giant axe and it came flying out at us.
Well, wasn't there one part where someone throws sunglasses? Was that in 3D?
I can't remember.
Or was that even not in the movie?
No. Anyway, Ghost Protocol. I think this one scene that was jaw-dropping was the scene where he's climbing on the tallest building in the world.
Yeah, the building of Dubai.
Yeah. And that was done without wires, done without anything to catch him in the bottom if he had fallen, and that was all Tom Cruise.
And yet he couldn't fall and make us happy.
Well, he kind of did, but...
Yeah, he
did. When he came, what it was is, you know, when he got stuck up to the point when they were getting the server, you know, online and stuff like that, and he had to jump out the window, and his line wasn't long enough, and he was just like... And he runs back, and then he runs back over, and he jumps. He dinks his head off the top part of the window, and it looked like he wasn't going to make it until Jeremy Renner caught him.
It's not long enough! No shit!
Well, see, Drew McLaren is like, Katie Holmes decided to keep Tom Cruise's death in the movie. He's at the very top. Fall, dink, bounce, dink, bounce, dink, and all the way to the bottom, he's laying there.
Tom Cruise.
It's like, what's your name, sir?
Don't worry, this will be just like Vanilla Sky. I'll wake up from a dream.
Does everybody here hate Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
I don't hate
him. I have kind of a love-hate for him.
Yeah, it's love-hate.
The only movie I really enjoyed him in was when he was in Tropic Thunder.
Top Gun.
His best role to date for me.
I loved him in Top Gun.
Take a step back and fuck your own face!
You goose!
Well, my favorite part was the dancing that he did. He did that on his own. He just made it up and then had them added in.
I heard they're actually doing a movie now starring with Les Grossman as the main character.
Oh, thank God. That would be amazing.
But I also heard, too, that him and Ben Stiller are doing the Hardy Men instead of the Hardy Boys.
Oh, jeez.
So that should be very interesting.
Well, anyways, what did we feel about this movie with Ghost Protocol?
Well, like I said, I feel like this really redeems Tom Cruise for all the crazy stuff he did these past couple
years. I
don't
think it goes that far. Like, I don't think it was that good, but it's okay.
I think it's definitely the best out of the series.
Oh, I can't really vouch for that.
Right.
I want to say that they did a very good job on that, on this movie. I mean, but I did feel like they had to add that whole wire act thing, except with magnets this time.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Jeremy Renner is like, okay, you want me to jump? Okay, I'll jump now.
Are you sure
this is going to work? I'm going to catch you. Yeah, Simon Pegg's going to catch you. Right, okay. So, I did like the fact that they were like, yeah, this shirt's going to work, right? Because it's like magnets, right? Or something like that. And he's like, yeah, it's going to work. And he ended up like, what, 2 inches away from the point of the fan or something? I did feel that was pretty cool because he was floating and stuff like that to get to the main point, but it was getting hot because of the fan system was off. But
some like it top down, some sweats when the heat is on.
Anvil, what the hell did you think about it?
It was yummy. I mean, good.
All right, ratings.
Wait. Let me actually do this professionally. I think it was a really good movie. I think they could have done a lot more with it.
What could have they done more with it? That's the question.
Well, you know what?
Better action scenes.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. You know who the bad guy was, right?
Right.
The bad guy, actually, in the original Dragon Tattoo Girl, he plays the writer.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
Oh, no.
Yes, wait. I just pulled that up.
The Daniel Craig character.
Daniel Craig character, basically, for the new one. He plays it in the original one.
Yeah, the character's name was Michael
Blomkvist. I'm sorry.
You have to hear this.
Have you guys seen that movie?
I didn't. I saw the original one. I didn't get to see the new one yet.
So, for rating?
Out of
5.
With points.
3 for me.
A 3.
Anybody?
Well, I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5. And I do have to say a great job for Brad Bird, who... This is the first time he was directing a live-action movie.
Yeah, that's
true. The three other films he directed in the past were The Iron Giant, The Incredibles, and Ratatouille. He's only done cartoons.
Oh, that's easier to do. You just sit back and yell at people. So
branch out into live-action adult films.
It was apparently J.J. Abrams' idea. Because the person who does a lot of the music for the Pixar films does the music for Lost. And a lot of other J.J. Abrams productions.
Yeah.
Michael Giambiadio, whatever.
All right, so you got 4.5 over here. You got 3 over here. What about you?
4.1.
4.1 for Anvil.
I just would love to have seen more action, you know. Like, better fight scenes. Not, well, you know, action, but, you know.
Well, you see, I got to see it on IMAX, so I don't know if that...
Ooh!
I just saw it on a regular screen, so maybe that's why I didn't like it as
yeah,
much.
I saw it on a regular screen, you know, people getting in the way, unfortunately, and, you know...
Starts with a B, ends with a leg.
Shut up!
Anyways, but yeah, from my point of view on this one, it does... I don't know if it completely satisfies me with the Mission Impossible, and I'm not sure if it goes along with any of the storylines, or if they're just extending it through a movie... But for the most part, I'll give it somewhere around a 4.2, 4.3, nice. Somewhere around there. I give it some kind of respect, but for the most part, you know, it still had some kind of things that I think if I was watching it again, I might fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, the action was pretty intense when, you know, he's on the building side. He's doing, you know, climbing out the building. And I do like that whole chasing part where the guy, you know, runs and jumps off the building. And when he's falling, he has that special... You know, special padded landing thing I've kind of like wondered whenever I watch the commercial. How is he going to land? You know, how is he going back first? I was thinking some car would just move over and he just land on top of it.
And the gadgets were cool too. I mean, what was the one where it scanned like the paper or
No.
The briefcase that made identical copies of the contact lens. Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool.
That one is sick. But I think the only other cool one that was in that movie. Next to the robot that did the magnet, you know, set up for, you know, to keep Jeremy Renner up.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I was amazed with the whole fact that they were doing the projection
setup. Oh my god, yes.
When they pulled out the screen, I went, what are they doing? What is that thing? What is with the arm, you know, it moves around. And then when I showed it from the other side where the guy was looking at it, I was like, holy shit, they're making it look just like the...
Yeah.
But of course, Simon Pegg, you know, he goes down and sneaks and he grabs up and he puts back up and he's like... It pushes him out of the way just in time before the guy goes, oh, you know, but he was still kind of like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, and then the part where there's like multiple people, it's like, doo, boop, doo, boop, doo, boop. Doo, doo.
This does not compute. Yeah. This does not compute.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty sweet technology.
Yes.
Yeah, if they could actually do that, because the arm, that arm technology, I would kill for that kind of robotics, for a robotic arm. That'd be amazing.
But, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all in all, that it was a good movie. But I guess it just depends on the person's, you know, taste in action or whatnot. So
okay, well, a couple films that you guys got to see.
Wait.
No.
This I need to play everybody a song.
No.
My friend just sent me a song, and I have to do it.
Then you have to stick it up your ass.
Okay, you guys know Maroon 5's Move Like Jagger.
No.
This is the parody to it.
I'm scared.
Apparently, this person is a fan of a certain athlete.
No.
And they wrote a parody for it.
Moves Like Tebow.
No.
Moves Like Brady?
That's not compute.
Every time I go out there, I expect to do well and you know, catch balls and move the ball and you know, try to help the offense.
Apparently he likes balls.
Down the field.
Balls. Hey, balls.
This is
he plays for the Pats. and he's real white. He racks up the stats. He's just 5'9", you know what I mean. On my fantasy team, point per reception machine. You wanted receivers.
What does this have to do with anything?
But you waited.
Why didn't you wait for sports?
Round five.
Yeah, no,
this
no,
Patriot,
no shit,
I know he ain't big. He's built like a twig. He don't give a
You don't give a shit?
And it goes like this. Done a quick slant and I know it's you.
No, I don't
take
know
it
this
to the
yet.
House and they'll show you all the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker.
This guy sounds horrible, by the way.
Don't matter what round that I took.
No
you.
Way that's Adam Levine. He sings better than that.
Yeah.
It's a parody. It's supposed to be funny.
Like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves.
Tom
Brady is good. There is no doubt.
Yeah, stop it. Kill it with fire.
Dude, it's hilarious.
I didn't.
Yeah, but if you were watching my screen,
no.
There's plays going on, and when they do moves, he's like.
No.
It's hilarious. No. Shut up.
No. Alright, next
Fuck
movie.
You.
Next movie.
Can we just like cut that whole part out?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, we will.
Why?
Because
it's
we
funny.
Can.
Yes.
Anyways, next.
3-1.
Yo,
next.
You don't just get to cut stuff out of the show. Other people might find it funny.
No. Next.
Alright, so you three got to see a couple of movies that
bullshit.
I didn't get to see.
I'm calling bullshit. Yeah, that's right. You're not going to cut all this out. Bullshit.
So what's the first movie that you guys saw was Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her.
So tell us a little bit about
it. It blew.
It wasn't what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be a little bit better. I mean, I just thought, you know, because of the fact that now we have the technology to create these awesome movies to bring them alive from the comic books, and whatever method that you want to bring in from even video games systems now, they kind of effed up the story. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is a great actor. I'm not saying that he wasn't doing his job in the movie. It just seems like the fight scene sucked.
Yeah, they did. Oh, my God.
And I heard the suit looked awful.
Okay, just because you have the technology doesn't always mean you could use it. They could have just made a suit that would look great, but that CGI'd suit looked weird and freaky. And
especially at the end when he's trying to get all the powers. Like,
yeah.
Dude, you look like you're constipated for like almost a full minute before anything happens.
I mean, the way that they did this movie seemed like it would have just been another, like, cartoon, you know.
I don't know. They spent so much money CGing it, they should have just made it a freaking cartoon.
Yeah.
Yep. That motion capture and everything.
Yeah.
They should have done what Robert Zemeckis did with The Christmas Carol and Beowulf and Polar Express.
Because, I mean, what the Green Lantern costume, like, that I'm used to seeing is just black and green. Not... Why is there shit like nano looking on the suit and it was almost practically all green? Not like there wasn't like more black than green. It just seems a bit too ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Like I liked the other aliens. They did good work on them.
Yeah, the aliens were fantastic.
Like the CGI was fine for them, but for him, it was weird.
Yeah, right. But yeah. I felt like, you know, I probably feel bad for the guy who had to do all the CGI and whatnot, or even all the guys that had to, and like, they probably walked out of there after like, oh my god, it's over, I don't have to see that green fucking suit ever again!
Sequel! Fuck!
Yeah, exactly. That's when they pull a gun and blow their own brains out.
Yep.
But for the most part, I mean, the storyline was, you know, what... Yeah, it was a wicked week. I mean,
there's so much in the Green Lantern
universe
base of, like, all of the stories of all of the Green Lanterns, because there's so many of them that they use that one.
It's like a purple alien, pinkish purple alien, crashes down, and, you know, he I don't know what the hell happened, but he magically popped up next to him. Like, how did that happen? He was
because
just like,
the ring chose him, so it brought him to the ring.
I mean, but why did they have to choose Hal Jordan? Why couldn't they have done the Jon Stewart one?
Yeah.
Because they picked Hal Jordan. Duh.
Well, they picked wrong.
Ryan Reynolds, every single superhero.
You know, maybe they put, you know, all the names in the hat
and
that's
because
what they pulled
being...
out.
But that's the thing about Ryan Reynolds is he's been used through, like, X-Men and a bunch of other ones and whatnot. And he's gone over... the line of being from DC to Marvel. He's broken those lines. He's basically
he's every character. Deadpool now. Wasn't enough.
Yes, I cannot wait for the Deadpool movie though.
I can, and also there's talks of him being the Green Archer too.
Green Arrow.
Too many superheroes. Like, stop.
That's way too much. Like,
Ryan Reynolds is okay, but he's not that good. Like, I mean, there's so many other people.
Which Jeremy Renner going to be playing in
The bow and arrow guy.
Yeah, the, can't remember.
And Thor, he was, what was it, Nightwing?
Nightwing, or something like that, along those lines. But it's like, at least Jeremy Renner is taking, like, one character or something like that, where Ryan Reynolds is like, mine! It's like, come on, give somebody else a chance. Or somebody shouldn't be sitting there going, you know who would be great for this fucking role? Ryan Reynolds! You know what? Let's just put Ryan fucking Reynolds in that shit and just go with it.
Let's turn him into the Eddie Murphy of superhero movies.
Oh, God.
Green Lantern 2, the clumps!
Just like Hawkeye.
They could make a Green Lantern 2 if they make it the other guy.
Who?
If they make John Stewart the Green Lantern.
So Michael Jai White as Green Lantern.
Yeah,
the second one.
Make another Green Lantern. Another Ryan Reynolds.
But we really have to say, because of the fact that he played Spawn, Michael Jai White plays Spawn. So would that be anything on that about him playing, you know, between characters and whatnot? But
I don't know.
They haven't done another Spawn movie since that one.
That's been in development hell for years, the sequel.
Okay, hold on. Jeremy Renner's going to be another movie. Now, I figured I'd throw this out here because I never thought I'd see this. Release date's January 10th, 2013. Hansel and Gretel.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing about that.
He plays Hansel. And this is 15 years after the traumatic gingerbread house incident, siblings Hansel and Gretel have become a formidable team of bounty hunters who track and kill witches all over the world.
So, Grimm, but Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Basically. That's what I thought, so I had to do it. Gretel's played by Gemma Arterton.
Right, well, that's besides the point.
I just had to, but, you know, we were on that topic.
So, back to the atrocity of Green Lantern.
Yeah. Oh my god, and his girlfriend? Pass.
She was alright looking, but she wasn't, you know, she just... It's getting to the point where... No. It's getting to the point where, I think the girls that they are showing that are hot and whatnot are not now hot. Like, I can't find any attraction to them anymore. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, she's hot. And then, like, 5 minutes later, you're like, damn, she's just...
Average.
Fucking annoying. Get her off the screen.
Yep.
Thank you. Wow, it's like a real relationship.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it goes from him getting transported to a purple alien. I mean, probably everybody's seen it by now. He gets the ring and the lantern, which I was kind of pissed off because you have to recharge the ring. Like, what the fuck? You have to recharge the goddamn ring.
Oh.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Right.
I can't sit there and put on my suit right now. Hold on, let me walk out with my magic lantern. But hold then on. He does all this fighting and crap and switches to the suit like 9 trillion times without recharging. Really?
Yeah.
Sorry. Can we get off this horrible movie now?
Green Lantern. Batteries not included.
Yeah, right. Basically. All right, let's just, I guess we could put a fork in this one.
I give it a taco.
I give it a 2.
Give it a 1.
Okay.
I'll meet you guys in the middle with a 1.5.
Alright, no.
Thanks.
Okay. And the other movie
at least we didn't give it a -0, but what other movie we got? I'm fucking tired.
Colombiana.
Oh, right. Oh, good movie.
Did not see
Calm down. Who do we got as the actress again? I can't remember.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh, thank you so much. Saldana. Also, she's played in, like, Losers.
The Losers? She was the chicken avatar.
Oh,
she
plays
the female alien.
She was in Star Trek.
She was in Chronicles of Riddick. She was the evil chick.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I love a good evil person. Yeah, she is.
She is just... I can't get enough of her, actually. She's awesome. She's, like, all-around, like, well-rounded actress. She's, like...
Yeah, she's beautiful, too.
She's gorgeous, but she's also versatile. Like, I mean, for her to do the stuff from Avatar... Avatar. From doing the Avatar stuff, a lot of that stuff, I mean, yes, it was CGI, but she had to act out her movements.
Yep.
So the movements that she was doing was able to, you know, transact to the movie and whatnot. But in this movie, it kind of just to give you a little bit of the storyline, she's a young kid, and her dad is a part of some kind of gang, a part of Colombia, of course, and her, and I guess her dad got, you know, laid to waste right in front of her. And the gang that was, you know...
And mom.
Great. And mom,
That makes a difference right there.
Well, she could have, you know, whatever. But for the most part, she gets to the point where she escapes from there, and which is pretty funny because the little girl who played it, I was actually pretty surprised because she was able to, like, move around and do parkour and shit like that. That was friggin' cool. But she gets to America and whatnot, and she talks with her uncle, and the uncle helps her out, and she grows up, and she starts killing people that lead up to the main asshole that killed her family. So that's just kind of like a, you know, background of the movie.
Now let me answer something. How many times did they do that "never forget who you are" line? Because I remember...
No. Well, I know in the commercial, but...
They did it like 12 times in the commercial. And it got annoying.
They didn't really do it, though.
He didn't. He only did it once or twice, and it was only when she was in really when she was really distraught and whatnot. But I want to say like when you get kind of like really introduced to her character, like when she's older, it starts off when these police officers are just getting out. You know, they're sitting down, they're gonna sip back some coffee or something like that, and all of a sudden, bam! This red friggin' Mustang slams right into the cop car, and she gets out, she's all up and drunk, and she's walking around, and they arrest her, and they bring her in, and she's laying down in the cell, and they bring in one of the guys that she's trying to kill into another cell. So she played as the drunk person, and she was able to break out, kill the guy, and go lay back down. Like, it was just damn near impressive.
But like, she, like, stripped in, like, her jail cell?
Yeah.
You see her, like, take off her top, and you're like, Sinford, no. What is she doing? That she pulls up?
Like this black, like, you know, it was one of those black...
Unitard.
Yeah, unitard suits, and she was able to... I was just damn near impressed with this movie. I say with, like, a rating right off the bat, 4.8, because it was that good.
Yeah.
That damn good.
Like, she is magnificent in this movie.
The RPG was awesome.
The gentleman that played her uncle, he did a great job, too.
But he's played in so many things. I know. Like, True Lies. He was in True Lies.
Yeah, but he's always been that little guy.
Yeah, he's always been a little guy, but he's also played a good terrorist. He's played, you know, he's played good guys. He's played bad guys. He's an all-around good actor.
And, you know, I actually enjoyed the whole movie. I really hope they make a second one, even though they won't.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they could go with it, but...
You know, just the way it ended. But I love this movie. What else can I really say about it? It's amazing.
Yeah, what you get for rating?
I get a 5.
Yeah, thought so.
I love Zoe Saldana.
She's hot.
She's beautiful.
Okay.
All right, she's not like one of those, you know, all the guys are like, oh my gosh, she's got a large chest or a huge head. No.
No, she's slender. She's slender and she's slender, right.
But she's also woman. Not a stick. Yeah. Exactly. She's like got some muscles on her.
Yeah, and she has, you know, it may sound weird, but the way her hips fall, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has the most gorgeous eyes I think I've ever seen.
Yes, she does.
Okay, this is not a dating thing, so, you know, I'm going to put it out there.
That's rule number one.
And that's
how do you describe Zoe Saldana?
Yeah, if she listens, then hit me up.
You know, she could have her pick.
Yes.
Yeah, just hit us up on the email, so, you know, whatever.
Yep. And then she'll email you a restraining order.
Dear Anvil,
stay off my
be advised, property. You must stay off my computer. Crap, what if you come to my website? Then you're screwed.
Shit. All right, next.
All right, let's talk about some video game demos that came out this week.
We don't want to.
First on the list is Final Fantasy 13 2. Is that how you properly say that, Sangamon?
Yes. 13-2. Which is the first time they've done that since 10-2.
Yeah, 10-2.
They normally just go into a new game, but there was such a high popularity of...
I got a question.
Yes, Blue.
What the hell? Why would you do a 13 part 2?
Because everyone really liked the story of 13, but the gameplay was so bad, and they got such bad reviews. They're like, alright, we're going to come back, we're going to give you more of this story, but we're going to improve the way the game was played, because they wanted to prove that they could to the
fans. We promise, we won't make you run down a hallway for 5 hours straight.
Yeah, because there was a lot of complaints, because if you play the first one, it's very slow going. In the sense that you go, you have a fight, you watch a cutscene that lasts 5 minutes that you don't want to skip because it has wicked important info, and then you do it again.
So it's like Metal Gear Solid.
The fourth one. Oh, it's like, wait, it's not bad. You just gotta play the first 120 hours of it and get through it.
I mean, granted, the graphics are amazing. The cutscenes are really good. The story is excellent. I think it's by far the best story they've done.
So this is one of those games where, you know, if you're making food, you time it in between the cutscenes. It's like, stir your food, go to the bathroom, take a shower, drive to Mexico and back.
Just as you sit back down,
I kind of wish that they would just admit that they just want to make movies. Because yes. They have such good storylines, and they're barely games at this point. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine.
I do have to say, too, I like the characters of Final Fantasy XIII because they're not the usual emo stereotypes that we see in all the past ones.
Plus, I really like the ones where they have, you know, female lead characters.
And big hair.
Big hair. Because Lightning is the big most hair, badass big chick in the first
both.
One.
Okay.
But the demo, you actually got to play Chapter 2 of the game. And it was like a 2-hour demo. Which.
Wow. Well, I mean.
So, yeah.
The first game is like 30 hours easy.
Ouch.
Yeah. Xbox, 3 discs.
So, in the game, you got to battle a creature known as Atlas. But beforehand, you got to, like, collect HP, level up a little bit more, because he's a difficult character, and I'll be honest.
A lot of their bosses are.
Yeah. I played, like, 90 minutes of the game. I still couldn't defeat Atlas, no matter how much I brought my HP up or improved my weaponry, and, you know, what are those creatures called that help you out from time to time?
Eons.
You're mixing them up again. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
There's too many.
It's essentially the Aeons of 13. The, like, summon creatures.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do have to say I want to punch Moog in the face. Because that he ends, or she, I don't know if it's a he or a she. But
yeah.
Moog. Let's go over there, Moog. Let's go over there, Moog. Shut the f- Moog. That hurt, Moog. Stop asshole. Saying your name. You're not a fucking Pokemon.
Sure he is.
I wish I was Moog. But
I want a Moog now. Just I like even here at the Ductos.
I like the good. I like the battles. It still kind of has that turn-based style.
Well, yeah, that's a classic Final Fantasy. Right. Turn-based.
I prefer the melee style of it, kind of like Tales of Symphonia, how it's like you actually can fight it out. Yeah. I have to wait your turn.
Wait your turn?
Yes. It's his turn, Vegeta. I have to wait for him to move to his next move.
Goddamn turn-based games.
Yeah.
I hate those.
I love the techno soundtrack in the game, but I'm pissed because the victory song isn't the classic.
Really?
It isn't the do 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 do. It's this weird, like, da 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 sort of thing.
It's not as good.
Like, yeah. 15,000 games later, they changed their victory song.
Yep.
What is this?
But, 2012, that's what it is.
But
they're it's going to be the end of the world sooner or later. We just got to change our victory music.
I feel like this will be a step up from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it a 4 out of 5, because like I said, I cannot defeat Atlas. I don't know what you have to do to defeat it.
First of all, you have to kill a hooker. Second of all, I don't know what the hell you got to do. Because I don't know about the whole concept of the game, and I never will, because I can't ever get into, like, the Final Fantasy games. I've tried, and I've horribly failed.
My name is Cloud. I'm so sad. You're ever getting cured.
Yeah. I'm still excited.
Fuck, just happened.
I got it pre-ordered, but I also got the guide to pre-order with it, because...
Shit's just gonna be crazy.
No, can you make it through those games without a strategy guide open next to you, because...
Or the IGN walkthrough.
Well, that too.
Well, what was it? When I went and bought my Saints Row game, the guy was like, would you like the strategy guide? I was like, I'm part of a gaming website. If I was to use a strategy guide, I wouldn't be doing, you know, that kind of a website. He's just like, whoa, whoa, buddy, whoa. And I was like, here, card. And he's like, oh, I got to hold on to this. Yes, you do.
Yeah. It's like, no, no, I know how to swing the purple dildo bat, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. You can kill somebody like that.
I have practice at home with my gimp.
Yeah. But when it comes to, like, Final Fantasy, that's, like, that's just that's beyond me. I can't do it.
I can't. It's, like, not even the walkthrough. It's the how to actually fulfill, like, all the character point trees. They're just completely arbitrary, I swear to God. And, like, the weapon upgrades that you're supposed to do.
Yep.
They don't tell you what you can apply because you use random items to improve your weapons. They don't tell you what they improve. And so you're, like, just like, oh, well, how about that? How about that? And they're like, you did it wrong.
Well, seriously, like, let's just, I mean, I don't know if this could be almost close to that, but, like, the UFC Undisputed game, the third one's coming out soon, but the second one. Thank you. Next one. But the second one, when we were playing it, we were kind of actually confused because of the fact that, yes, you're trying to update your, you know, fighter and whatnot, but if your fighter timeline, if you do, like, 10 fights and you win them all and whatnot, you're basically already a professional at professional level. So I could probably kind of see where you're going with that because of the fact that there's always way too many branch offs in those damn games because they're like, oh yeah, you gotta get 5,000 of this. And you're like, how the hell am I supposed to do that when I only got a short amount of time? There's just, you know, it just, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but it never makes any sense.
Yeah.
Crackheads.
So the next demo that I got to try out, I don't know if you got to try out any of these, was Esports Grand Slam Tennis 2. Now, the first one only came out for the Wii, so this is the first one that's coming out for Xbox 360 and PS3. So the demo had to try a singles match, so where you can play as either Novak Djokovic or Rafael Nadal, and I know I butchered the hell out of those names.
No, no, it's Rafael Nadal and what's the first name of the other one?
Novak.
Oh, Novak Djokovic.
Oh, so I guess I did get the
match. Close enough.
And what I'd like about... Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I tried out the demo. First of all, the controls, besides, like, the opening serve, which I had a little bit of difficulty trying to figure out how to serve it, question. Yes.
Is this on just the Xbox with your controller? Or is this with the Kinect?
I wish it was for the Kinect. I don't think
Probably would have been a lot more easier,
yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
If it was on the Kinect, it would have been a lot easier.
Okay. Just wanted to get the viewers up to stuff.
Yep. But what I like about it is you use the right stick to measure the angle of the ball when you hit it. So say that your opponent is on the right side of the screen and you don't want to hit to him. You want to try to hit to him.
You want to make him run around like a bat out of hell. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you can do that, which made me really happy, because I used to have a really hard time doing that.
I thought you were actually trying to control, like, the elevation over the net.
No.
Mother effer.
No.
There's no way you could do that.
No. In fact, you don't even press any buttons to hit. You just use the R stick. So, like, whack, whack.
Oh, okay.
And
too much whacking going on.
Yeah. The graphics in the game, very nicely detailed from the players to the crowd, and The courts, they look like the real thing. Like, they actually filmed
when you're flipping through the channels and you end up on ESPN and you're like, hey, tennis! No! Click. Okay, that looked pretty crazy.
Speaking of ESPN, they have ESPN replay options. So you can watch the replay of each match from
down angles. And how frustrating you get when you bash your racket over the judge's neck.
Yep. And great commentary from Mr. John McEnroe as well.
Speaking of McEnroe, should just have him just come down and be like, no, that was out. And it's like, no, that was in. And he just beats the crap out of him with a... Because that's what he was going to do, but...
Yeah. Now, this game is due out February 14th. And I have to say, this has been like the first full-on tennis title
that you've been able to actually sit there and stand, right?
And have fun with. Not since the first Virtua Tennis that Sega made for the arcades.
That or, Wii Sports.
Well, that was other sports. I mean, just one sport.
No, Wii Sports Tennis.
Well, that's
Yeah, but it's not an exclusive tennis game.
No, that's exclusive tennis.
Sorry, I'm...
Chris.
Partially.
So for
challenged at the moment. My brain hurts.
So for their demo, I have to give it a 4.7 out of 5.
What?
So very
that's respectable.
It's really good. Definitely download it. Now speaking of a demo that you should really
download.
Azura's Wrath, new game from Capcom. It's going to be released on February 24th, and each level is going to be set up like an anime episode. So it's
I don't like it already.
So
I'm sorry, it's just my taste.
So it's going to be like playing an action anime series.
That's pretty cool.
There's even going to be clever in between title shots for when like the commercials would appear. And it's kind of reminiscent of, like, old-school Dragon Ball Z and Fist of the North Star.
Okay, I'll give you Dragon Ball Z. So, Fist of the North Star, not so much. Dragon Ball Z, yes.
Yeah. So, the demo for this gave you 2 episodes, and each of them were about 20 minutes long. Uh-huh. Lots of punching, lots of shooting, and just, epic fights. I can't really describe into words. It's like you're playing one of the coolest action anime series ever made.
Okay, so is it better than the Dragon Ball Z games?
Yes. Okay. And it's got one of the best uses of QuickTime gaming I've ever seen.
Nice.
And, big shocker, while you're running, it's very easy to also aim when you're shooting as well, which is something that I've always seen fail in many games. Like it's almost impossible to run and shoot at the same time.
Not like what?
Yep. And then finally, there's the graphics, which are just jaw-droppingly gorgeous. The skin, the bone, and stone just rip, crush, and crumble at near perfection.
Yeah.
And it truly uses the Unreal Engine to its fullest potential.
Oh, so it's Unreal related, okay.
Yep. Now, I will say this. The voice acting,
Josh.
It's good,
no.
But it's not in sync yet.
Wow.
So it's a Japanese game.
Uh-huh.
So it's still dubbed. So you're going to have to.
It's kind of fun.
Right.
It's like watching the terrible movies where their mouths move like 10 times. They're like, hey, what's up? You're like, really?
Yes. Hey, what's up? The number's going around. Hey, what's going on?
Haha. Like,
hey. I'm scared.
I feel like Azura's Wrath could be the start of a beautiful new franchise and could totally redeem Capcom for really fucking over the fan base with Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and really trying to kill off Mega Man. I have a feeling that this could be a hit. Like, this could be a sleeper. I don't know if it's going to sell a million copies here in America, but if it's as well as these first 2 episodes are done, I think it's going to be pretty damn good. So I have to give it a 4.9.
Cool.
I'm probably going to buy it day one when it comes out. So hopefully you guys can look out for a full review of the game when I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there were 2 downloadable titles that came out this week as well. Let's start with the really ugly one.
Okay, fucking ugly.
Amy.
Oh no.
It's a survival horror title.
God damn it.
Where you and a little girl.
Not again.
Must team up in order to survive an unknown virus threat.
Yeah. Is there zombies?
Yes, there are zombies.
Mm. Okay, cover your ears.
Sangamon hates zombies.
Yeah, zombies.
I hate zombies.
Now, I will give it to him for some of the puzzle elements of the game. But the graphics are just really creepy. Okay. In a really bad way. Like,
okay. Is this like that one that you forced me to download with the sleeper thing or something like that? And the guy with the horns. I remember there was like this puzzle or something like that you gotta climb up of from like hell.
Catherine?
Is it Catherine? Yeah.
No. That's
oh my
no.
God, Catherine's awesome.
I couldn't stand that.
Oh my God, the full game is amazing.
So is it like that or
no?
Is it...
No. It's nothing like that.
Okay.
Better not be, because Catherine's awesome and you're saying this sucks.
No. It feels like this.
We have different terminology, don't we?
I feel like this game wasn't even finished when they went, all right, let's release it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's all choppy.
The girl you're... Sorry, so I was just reading it.
The yes. top guy was storing some coke, and he just said, just release it because I need more coke. You need to get me more money.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one who believes that. Like, this game has been getting a shit ton of horrible reviews.
Okay, so apparently they print it out and they go and take a big giant dump and they use that as toilet paper.
Yeah,
it sounds
apparently,
about right.
Apparently, according to this, players in the game escort a strange 8-year-old autistic character as they try and get her out of a city.
God fucking damn
overrun
it.
Overrun with wild creatures and any. Why?
Why would you want to do that?
Why did they make the main character an 8-year-old autistic girl?
I don't know.
Running really from zombies.
No. I got it. It's like Dreamcatcher. You know, that Stephen King movie with Duddits. You know, I Duddits. You never seen that?
No.
Oh, good. Otherwise, you'd be really bad.
You don't got to be shitting
the
me.
The player controls
they find
a woman escaping with her.
They finally
they were going to touch base on it anyways, King.
I know. As someone who's autistic... But this is the first one, and it has to be a creepy 8-year-old girl.
Parkinson's or something.
For fuck's sake. They never get it right.
Wow.
Assholes.
What was that wow for?
That's just quite the...
piece of shit story.
...basis. You're playing Lana, the woman, escorting Amy and protecting her as the two attempt to escape the disease-ridden town.
Yeah.
They encounter monsters and the military, among other foes, in their attempt to escape.
Hey, look, it's the military. They might help us. Bang, bang, never mind. We're done.
Yep, basically.
That's the end of the story.
Yep.
Bam. Done.
This is bad. I was going to give this game a respectable 2 out of 5, but... the
negative
more...
0 sounds proper right now.
I'll just give it a 0.9.
Oh, oof. I'm still in the negative 0. This sounds like absolute
crap. It's like it would be a good premise, but they did it wrong. They did it wrong, 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 wrong.
And the producers can stop snorting the coke.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, okay. There's another game that came out for download, which was kind of fun. It was called Choplifter HD, and it's a remake of a classic Atari game.
Well, they just call it five-figure discount.
Yep.
What the...
So, you gotta save citizens, destroy enemies, blow up satellites, and try to also pick up a wimpy news crew.
Hold on 1 second. You said just blow up satellites?
Yep.
Hold on. Where does that come from, the concept of five-finger discounting to blowing up satellites? I mean, I can understand going into a convenience store and five-finger discounting, meaning you...
Helicopter game.
You're scaring me.
It's a helicopter game.
No. What your game was a... concept of five-figure discounting. So wait, hold on. How do you blow up a satellite with a helicopter?
They're missiles.
That's... no.
It's satellite dishes. I'm sorry.
Satellite dishes. Thank you. Thank
dishes.
You.
Dishes. Thank dishes. You.
Because I was about to say, a helicopter cannot get up that high and they still couldn't target a freaking satellite if it depended their life on it.
You bet Richard Branson could come up with one.
You need ripcord for, G.I. Joe to take care of that shit.
Yes. You know, flying and shooting in this game is pretty easy, but trying to aim for the enemies on the side is a bit tough, because there's this question.
Question. 2D, 3D?
3D within a 2D realm.
How the hell does that happen?
It's side-scrolling.
Okay.
But the characters and everything in the helicopter is 3D, because you can flip the helicopters around. And
oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Not.
But it's an okay-looking game, like graphic-wise. But I think they were supposed to do like a bit of a throwback to old school chopper games. And what's funny too is you can actually find other hidden characters within the game, like Super Meat Boy's in there,
oh,
Duke Nukem.
Jesus. Why?
There's a couple other characters that you can save out there.
Assholes. I would not save Super Meat Boy. That game sucked.
Well,
I didn't
you
like
get
it.
The free version.
At least I could save Duke Nukem. I could care about that. But.
Well, actually, Duke Nukem refuses your help.
Oh, what an asshole.
It's funny. If I wanted to be saved, I would have joined the Brownies.
Yeah.
But this game, the demo at least, I give it a 3.8 out of 5.
Okay. That's respectable.
All right. Well, where the hell did Anvil go?
I think he went to go find somebody's soul to eat. Because that video was horrible.
Yes.
Anyways, why? What, we're supposed to talk about sports?
Sports is next.
Crap. I guess I could kind of fill in some stuff, what's going on out there. The Bruins are kicking ass and taking names, man.
Right.
I have to say the Bruins are doing just a fantabulous job.
Yeah, I know they lost that one game.
Yeah, but that's just one freaking game right now. They've been on such a roll, man. It's just, it blows my mind because of the fact that when I was growing up, Bruins just were that thing to watch when you didn't give a crap and you just wanted, oh, there's that Anvil, son of a bitch.
Sports time.
Oh.
He couldn't breathe because of his compression shirt.
Yes. I hear the fan going. Should I be scared?
Did you break the toilet again?
I need more air due to the compression shirt compressing my body.
Right, and breaking the toilet. But for the most part, we were on the Bruins. Wink, wink, dodge, dodge, save
actually,
Bruins.
Yeah, Bruins drop in about 10 minutes from now. I actually just got the update on my phone.
Bam.
Yes.
Sorry.
I got the updates quite frequently.
Yep.
Playing on the Carolina Hurricanes. We just came off a very beautiful win.
Beautiful.
Close game against our rival, the Montreal Canadiens.
Canadiens.
You know, we took them 2-1. It was a good, solid effort by the team. Halfway through the game, Montreal Canadiens traded Michael Camilleri, who had called up the team and basically called them a bunch of bums in the nicest way possible. And they got Rene Bork.
Oh, you assholes. You go and trade me right in the middle of a game.
I say, my teammates are just a bunch of poopy heads.
Hey, when we got to the back of the locker room, anyone to play grab ass so I can punch you on the face?
Well, I think it's a stupid trade. They did a one-on-one for Rene Bork, who is one of the dirtiest players in the game.
Dirty.
I gotta ask, any relation to Ray Bork?
No.
No.
A lot of people thought, but his father's name is Michael.
And it's Rene Bork.
Rene.
So this is a boy named Sue situation.
Actually, he's French.
Still a boy named Sue situation.
No, it's not. Rene is a very common French name.
Yeah.
Common.
It's a male name.
Oh, yeah. Rene Descartes.
R-E-N-E. Not R-E-N-E-E.
But anyways, so who's the Bruins player of today?
I already said, Carolina Hurricanes.
No, Hurricanes suck.
Yes, they do.
But they are a competitor still.
Yeah.
A team's a team, no matter who they are.
Yes.
Not in some cases, but for the most part, yeah. I mean, the Bruins have been kicking ass and taking names for the last, you know, what, 10 games? They've been, what, they won, well, what, 9 out of 10 now?
Something like that.
9 out of
10? Yeah, but we've been doing it since the end of October. Now, I'm going to put it like this. They announced the rest of the All-Star casting. We have 3 players going. Tim Thomas, Zdeno Chara, and Taylor Sagan.
Good.
Now, I've already sent out a message to the people from the game. Tell them during the speed challenge, I would love to see Tim Thomas race a goalie again. Did you guys remember that from last year?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I remember
that. It was a beautiful race.
Mm-hmm.
It took forever.
But yet again, Kenyon won.
What do you mean? There was 2 guys.
Kenyon still won.
Kenyons do laps around people. That's how bad they are. I mean, hell, they put water in their mouths, and they'll run like 50 miles, and then they'll take a sip, and they'll run another 50 miles, and then they'll finish off the water. That's how crazy they are.
I have to put it like this. Since, you know, I believe the duck might attempt to cut this out of the show, but I'm bringing it up again.
You freaking whore.
I sent it to my mother, and she thinks it's an awesome song.
You suck.
That's your mom.
This is awesome.
Yeah, your mom is supposed to have unconditional love. She's supposed to say you're special.
She shared it on Facebook. My mother shared it on Facebook.
Holy shit, your mom's on Anvil. Facebook? My mom is on Anvil Facebook,
showed
too.
Me, Anvil showed me a video. Here, we're going to put it up on the fridge so everyone can see it.
I think I need another
good
beer.
Good boy. No.
Yes, I need another beer.
Wait. One of my Smirnoffs there.
Yes, my
guys, our good friend Richo Sullivan from Richo's Photography put up a picture because he was going through stuff from his move and found an Atari.
Nice.
Wow.
So, speaking of Richo, today the B3 crew went out to the former Tapo Gym in Boston on Canal Street.
Yeah.
It's under new ownership. The name will be changing.
What was... I saw it on the wall. What was it?
I wasn't looking. I was doing too many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cage Titans had their media day, and we went out there for it. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, got a chance to hang out with a lot of good fighters, see a lot of people, and I got to play around in my cage.
Yep.
They put me in a cage and let the animal play.
Yep.
Me and Blue, we wrestled around a little bit. I beat him up. I then grappled with the owner of Cage Titans, and, you know, he's a smaller guy, you know, but he got the best of me.
Good.
I went to, you know, do my thing and just have a little bit of fun. He choked me out twice. But, you know what? You don't get better by winning everything. You learn from what you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael, he's fought before. This, you know, he knows this stuff.
Yep.
And, truthfully, it's a lot easier knowing they got tapped up by somebody that is a true pro fighter. Instead of, yeah, I've never done this before. Son of a bitch!
In other news, Anvil was choked out by Meryl Streep.
Why Meryl Streep?
Because apparently she does something for the first time and is awesome at it.
I mean, she does everything pretty awesome.
Exactly.
Can't you have me get choked out by Zoe Saldana?
No, because you know that she could probably choke you out.
She's done enough action flicks, she's probably no problem.
Depends on how she wants to choke me out.
Santa Monica's scared again.
No, she's not. She's a little confused.
Scared or confused?
Oh, crap.
I want a beer.
But yeah, well, there is a UFC fight going on tonight. Or is it one of those nights where things where we shouldn't talk about it?
No, I have no issue with talking about it. Why would I? I mean, we are talking about MMA after all.
Yeah.
And UFC is tonight. The fight card actually looks really good. I'm really excited about this one.
Who is it?
Well, who's what? It's the UFC. I mean, what are you asking?
What's the main event? Because I couldn't remember it.
Oh, really? You paid that much attention? It's Jose Aldo. It's Aldo versus Mendez, which should be a really good fight. Along with Belfort Johnson. And then, you know, the fights get a little bit smaller from there. They're actually, this is UFC Rio, live from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
The Cucaracha.
No Cucaracha. Al Cuca, your Racha.
Here comes our special ring girl, Charo.
Cutie, cutie.
Now, there is one thing I do want to mention in this one.
Bankache.
It's Rio.
Okay. There's two fights that I think that, you know, us, you know, we should be watching. Duncan. Which is Gabriel Gonzaga versus Arnaldo Oliveira and Mike Pyle versus Ricardo Funch.
Mm-hmm.
Ricardo Funch and Gabriel Gonzaga are both New England MMA fighters.
Yeah!
Yay!
So, supports in New England.
That's right.
And Boston.
So they should be really good fights. I mean, I'm taking Jose Aldo over Chad Mendes. Victor. Actually, I might take Anthony Johnson. He's an up-and-comer against Victor Belfort. Should be a really good fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Rushmer Palhares over Mike Messendez. I'm going to fuck up his name.
The name's fucked up anyways.
Let me just jump down to our boys. I'm going to take both New Englanders. I'm just jumping the card a little bit.
Yeah, jump the card.
Now, tonight's another awesome event is our New England Patriots take on the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos?
Yes.
Anybody but that.
And
well, at least it wasn't Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, they lost to Tim Tebow, who apparently loves to get down on his knees.
Yeah, he just can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he can't stop getting on his knees and coddling the balls. I mean, praying to some kind of figure that's outside our realm called God.
Actually, I think he worships the devil.
I call it the pooping thinker pose.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
No, I actually think he worships the devil. You ever notice
that T-bowing has become a thing? People just drop.
Yeah, but do you ever notice he drops one knee and then hits the ground?
At least it's better than planking.
Or otherwise, it's close to like teabagging. It's just like T-bowing. So it's like, yeah, it's just not right. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we feel about this Patriots, you know, game that's going to be
going
on.
Well, I know this is going to air after the game, but, well, we did beat them last time. We did beat them pretty good.
Yeah, well, but that's the only thing is we've been struggling, but now that, from my understanding, is we've got a little bit more of a full-strength team now. A lot of the guys have been able to rest up and whatnot, seeing that we clinch stuff, and, you know, now the guys are rest up, and they should be able to kick ass. What, Matt lights back, isn't he? Am I wrong or no?
Those are all decisions that we'll have to wait till game time to know.
Son of a bitch!
They're all, there's a,
but,
like,
but we've been saying Matt Light has been, you know, doing better. Injured.
I mean, there's a bunch of, there were 16 guys listed as questionable for the game.
Yes.
So we're just going to have to wait to find out who's going to be playing.
Yeah.
I really hope that we can get him out there, because we need to solidify our offensive line to protect Brady if he's going to have time to throw the ball.
Yeah. Which has been an issue in the past couple games.
Yeah, once guys got hurt, it was different. Mm-hmm. Because with Von Miller and Elmas Dumervil, it's really hard to keep them, you know, at bay. So, you know, we got to find something. All right, so Matt Light's active.
Good.
The people listed as inactive. Quarterback Ryan Mallett, he's a third stringer. Defensive back Nate Jones, running back Shane Vereen, linebacker Gary Guyton. Offensive tackle Donald Thomas. Offensive line Sebastian Vollmer, which is a hit, but we can make up for it. And D-lineman Ron Brace.
Yep.
So it's not too bad.
Okay. So predictions, like what do you guys
think? Patriots by three touchdowns.
Patriots by three touchdowns. Sign them up?
I have no idea.
Who's the Patriots going to whoop ass?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I will say.
Pat, I'll say it just for wishful thinking.
I'll say Pats by 10, a touchdown and a field goal.
I'm scared right now, actually, because of the fact that how they've been playing. Because the last two games that they played, they went from absolutely no score in the first couple of periods to holy shit, they just dominated them. You know, it scares the crap out of me to that point. I can't remember who it was, but it went from, I think, 17-0 to 50-20.
The Bills.
Yeah, the Bills. Yeah. That was ridiculous. That was bullshit.
I believe the strategy with the Patriots these past few games has been feeling out their opponents before going full circle on them.
Yeah. That's called the date.
Yeah, that's called, you know.
You feel them out and then you go full blown.
Next to
there's only so often we can do that, though, before.
Yeah, before people figure out what the hell we're doing.
A horrible team is cool, but. Not in the playoffs.
Not in the playoffs. This is not a time to F around. You either dominate all the way or you're going to go home.
I think they're going to be 100% throughout this entire game because it's only been a month since we last played the Broncos. So they might know a lot more. They might know more about their strategy.
Yeah, just a tad.
Don't need to feel anything out.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely don't want T. Well, you know, praying to friggin' whatever every 2 seconds when he goes and, you know, throws a pass that gets a first down or something like that.
I hope first play from scrimmage, some dude comes off the edge and blows him the fuck up and knocks him out of the game.
Yeah.
I want to see him carted off.
So you want to see him be struck with lightning.
Basically.
Be like,
God will come down and be like, I ain't doing shit for you.
Yeah.
It's like,
not anymore.
There are people in Ethiopia who need my help more than you.
God damn it.
Oh, man. That's
wrong. But, I mean, this is going to be one hell of a game to watch. It's one of those epic battles, basically.
Yep.
I know we're going to be watching the game here at the Ducks Pond. Mm-hmm. I'm taking over the Ducks recliner.
Yep.
I was smart enough to call that hours ago, because that is the prime seat.
Bastard.
That's right, the t-shirt says it.
Oh, I get it. Because we're the best.
Yes. Right.
We're proud of you. Catch on.
That's a good one, Toby.
Smart.
So,
got that college degree yet? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No. See, that's the thing. You're actually a lot smarter without the degree. Don't worry. Anyways, next to that.
Is that it for sports?
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Like songs. Maybe. What are you doing?
Okay, so the Saint. Zero right. Super Bowls.
Wait. We gotta put it. This is a picture of Tim Tebow shaking Tom Brady's hand after the last game. It says,
wait,
the Saint.
It? What just happened?
If you don't own Facebook, you probably never have seen this, but...
Okay, the Saint, zero Super Bowl, zero MVPs, virgin. The Sinner, three-time Super Bowl, two-times MVP, bangs a supermodel.
Oh, I see.
I know, I see it.
So, you know...
I'll kill you.
That's just hilarious.
Hey, I'll take the Sinners over the Saints any day.
Actually, I think
especially the Saints are getting their ass kicked right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor New Orleans.
Hi-yo!
Poor New Orleans.
He'll never.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
What?
That's good.
This, well, actually, I'm not going to tell people this one. We might offend fans.
All right, let's...
Whatever.
All right.
See, that's the thing.
If we offend you,
it's all in good play.
It's all in jest.
Unless we say F you hard.
Yeah.
Then we mean it.
Fuck you, Donkey Kong. Fuck you. I mean, yeah.
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 But yeah, you know, not too bad
Sam
this
Adams,
week.
How I love thee.
Brown punishment.
Alcohol.
So, is that it for today's show?
I guess so. What the hell?
Okay.
Unless you want to say about the Knox.
Well, we can throw in a good... Well, I gave this band the number 9 spot in the top 20 albums of 2011, the next Eraser. And I gotta say, this is like the type of hip-hop I really like. Great rhymes under real music. None of that wiki-wiki-wiki-wok-wok thing that you hear all the time with some of these rappers.
Wiki-wiki-wiki-wok-wok?
Yeah, no.
Wait. This is coming from a person that loves and owns DJ Hero.
Right. But I like... There are so many rap groups out there that just do the turntable and sampling.
Oh, okay. They do too much of the Grandmaster Flash.
Right. Yeah. The Nux uses real instruments. They play their own instruments.
I know. They play guitar. I was like, holy shit. No way.
Almost no one plays instruments anymore.
Well, I mean, like, let's put it this way. Like,
mariachis do.
No. If you take a look, at like Bus Driver.
Bus Driver's creative.
He creates it on the side, I guess, and then puts it on CD and then he performs it. He's very colorful, but
yes.
But yeah, in this case it was like, holy crap, they're actually strumming a guitar. It's like, no way. It's like, I would never see that ever happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm actually this album from when we're listening, we're, you know, driving around and whatnot and listening to it, and it was actually pretty good considering. I didn't think I was gonna like it in the first part.
Yeah.
But it turned out pretty well.
I gotta say the opening song, I believe it's called The Road, kinda reminded me of the Menu music from Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I love the
Saint Rose.
Ambiance.
I love the song that they do with Natalie Kills, 1974. Like, that sounds like this is like the type of song the Black Eyed Peas should do if they weren't half-assing everything all the time.
Yeah.
Well, not the whole band.
I'm sorry.
Will.i.am doesn't half-ass it.
No, Will.i.am is crazy. He's
good.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. Does the Asian ever talk?
I don't think he ever does anything. I think he just dances. It's just like that guy in the Boston's who doesn't do anything except dance.
Yeah, that's the manager, actually. The manager just, like, hops up on stage, says one or two words, and just goes, la 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 la, and it's kind of scary to watch him dance, because it looks like he floats across the actual stage, so I'm scared about him. But yeah, I think that guy is just, well, I mean, I've seen a couple of music videos, and I see him move his mouth, but I don't see any words coming out, so, yeah, I don't think that guy actually does anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Oh man, I think I'd rather take Wyclef. Wyclef is actually, I think he's more of a freaking genius. I just think that people are now so stupid when they listen to the, you know, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah,
because it's been overplayed. It gets played every.
They've never been good.
It's been played like a freaking whore. Whenever you go to sports, you know, things, or even when we're sitting there, like, if we're chilling out over at my place and we're listening on the surround sound,
all you hear is, I got a feeling!
Yeah, and you're just like,
wait, don't forget, definite, Black Eyed Peas, we repping it.
No, you're not. Just stop. Give us a break.
That's why I really love the Nux, because they're doing their own thing with real instruments and being very clever.
That's the one thing that kills me, is that Fergie... Screw her. There was one woman that was before her, and she was a hell of a lot better,
mm-hmm.
and nobody ever remembers her but me. I love that woman to death. She was awesome.
First album. The first album
that they came out
was pretty good.
Great.
Not great, but pretty good.
She did a good job, and I did like their music videos. They were pretty interesting. But
yep.
But yeah, for the most part, I feel like they've gotten to the point where anybody will just, you know, throw money at them, and they'll do a puppet act on the stage, and they'll half-ass, no, not even half-ass, they'll go, you know, a quarter of an ass of doing what they should be doing on stage. And it's just, it sucks. It sucks.
But I do like the song that was in Anime Boston, Grow Up Hair.
Questions.
If you have
a pair, I will call you back.
Love it.
I mean, that was clever what they did that with Toradora.
I knew it.
Yep. But give a big shout out to the Nux, because they are a rap group that really deserves to be pushed out there more.
Yeah, give it a try, you know. Can't hurt, you know.
If you got Spotify, type up the Nux. K-N-U-X.
That, or if you got any, you know, access to the YouTube, check out some of their music videos that they got up.
Dude, Razorblade.
Yep.
Like, it's like a rap version of a Stooges track. That's like the best way for me to describe that. It's like, what would happen if Iggy Pop decided to start rapping? This is what it would sound like. That's Razorblade for you. Okay, I think we're done with today's episode.
Fork, stuck in it. Yay!
As everybody else besides me is playing on a smartphone, as I don't have a smartphone
yet. Wait. We said in the next week or two that you'll get your just iPhone, mister. I've got special capabilities of getting an iPhone.
Fine, yeah, I'll have an iPhone in a couple weeks.
We're joining it up over here, and you're going to be 3-1, bitch.
And then we're going to hack your phone.
Yeah.
So, remember, visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. Yeah. You can write to us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com if you've got any questions, comments, and if there's anything you would like for us to talk about. And you can follow me at Twitter at King_Baby_Duck. You can follow Anvil63. And I know Sangalot's got one, but she's not an official member yet.
Yeah,
plus it's really hard to say my name, so you probably never find me anyways.
Times are at Taco
Bell. Don't worry, once we put you on the website, people will find you.
23-401-692411.
Apparently, Pandalicious has made a Twitter account for Bluonic.
I still don't have one. I'm sorry, but it's not mine. That is a copyright infringement. I'm going to sue her now because of that. Good luck with that.
What is this name?
I know. What is this name?
I don't know what it is.
It's probably like it. Blue Balls or something like that. It's probably something really effed up.
I mean, we should call it Blue Balls.
That's my life in a nutshell. For the most part... Yeah, we're also on Facebook, so you can find us, our page, and also our magazine aspect of it, too, both on Facebook. So you just type in Boston, and hopefully that will pop right up as soon as you type in Boston. We've actually been getting to that point where you don't have to go too far, you know, just to find us. And I think we're also trying to work on getting a shorter web address name. I'm trying to yell at the uppers to get that done for us, so we don't have to keep on going, BostonBastardBrigade.com. Oh, God, that was a long one.
I'm going to type it in the...
My fingers hurt. Go to Google and type it in, and it'll be found faster. For the most part, yeah, that's basically what I have to say about that part. You, next. Anvil. No.
Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at... I ain't going to give their website. Also, check out Gagro, The Issues Program, Matt the Wad, JC Sargent, The Vagabonds, a shit ton of other people who I'm not going to remember.
I think, yeah, there's just way too many right now. Get Punched, huh? Maybe Get Punched.
Oh, yeah, Get Punched. Definitely Get Punched.
Team Podelsa Ray, TPSMMA.com.
Congratulations to our boy Matt Daugherty.
Yeah, he won, good job at the...
His fight last night at the Golden Gloves.
He didn't win the Golden Gloves. He won one of his fights that are going towards getting the Golden Gloves. So
yep.
we hope him a prosperous journey on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually listened. I told him when you go into this, you don't kick. He boxed. He actually boxed, so he didn't kick.
He
didn't kick nobody. So
did he take anybody down?
I don't know about that one. I wasn't there officially, but at least I know that he didn't kick somebody.
Well, he had a good teacher helping him how to box.
I want
to
also say, awesome day at the TPS, I mean, not the TPS, the Cage Titans event. They held a great little, you know, get-together event. You know, we got to meet the fighters, we got to talk with them, chill out a little bit, and we're going to put a video together. It's not like really too in depth. We didn't get to really do like many interviews. There was just so much chaos going on.
Yep.
But we have to say thank you again to Cage Titans for letting us come in and doing a press spot.
Uh-huh.
We got to see a lot of our co-press people that we bumped into along the way, and they were really cool with us today. And,
we had a good time talking.
And we also had fans. We had fans that came, so we want to say thank you to them for showing up.
It was awesome. Danielle, Lauren.
Yeah. We just want to put a shout out to Danielle and Lauren. This is at the end of the, you know, the whole podcast, but thank you. Call me. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe a little shout out to that fighter girl, Adina.
Oh, Adina. Yes, actually, we kind of find the diamond in the rough today. I mean, more or less to say, but she was actually pretty impressive. I can't remember who she's fighting for. God damn it! But.
Well, I know she's going in between college and all
she's,
that.
She's in between college and whatnot, but she's not officially in the cage yet, but she's willing to step in once she gets the chance. So we kind of look forward to her, and we pass her along some of the stuff, and hopefully she's going to give us a call someday and be like, I'm getting in the cage. Give me an interview. You know. So.
And Adina, if there's any anime you would like for us to review, just let us know.
Yeah, especially somebody in our group. Hi, how you doing? Might bump into her when at the anime.
Anime Boston 2012.
Yeah.
Yep. Same weekend as PAX East.
Also, I want to throw a quick thanks out to Michael, the owner of Cage Titans,
for choking his ass out.
We actually got to get the ball around.
Thank you
time.
For putting him in his place.
Yes, for putting his ass in his place.
I knew going into it, I was nowhere near to be it was good, but I'm just happy that I was able to last as long as I did. We had a good time.
Yeah. Well, you kind of blame it on me because we wrestled beforehand, so
that took blue.
So it kind of
Yeah, you'll see the video of that, by the way.
Oh, great. Is somebody going to see my ass about it?
Probably.
Oh, man.
I'm going to slow it down.
Can you blank that out for me?
I'm gonna put some, big bass music playing in the background.
It'll be classic.
And me screaming, no, don't do it, no.
Well, the worst part is I got the urge to almost punch Blue in the face when I was in half. I'm like, no, don't punch him.
I was like, don't punch, you don't got gloves, asshole.
Oh, yeah. Mixed martial arts for your... Man,
action. All right, well, I just want to say thank you, everybody. We're done. Let's go watch some hockey. All
right, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Lil
Otic. Sedimo.
And
the
Big
Sinar,
bitches.
We are the bastards.
And Bastet in training.
Yeah.
Dark Souls.